Y'all making fun of me about my my Ridgeline, which is the manliest truck ever, apparently now, because it inspires you all to such hatred. This one will actually get you all fired up. This comes to us from Screen Crush. The Flash movie that they're trying to get out is going to re-retcon the entire DCEU. Pretty much, let me give you to the point in case you can't hang out with me till the end of the show. So they're going to erase all the Snyder films, whatever, who cares, and then they're going to replace Henry Cavill's Superman with some short-haired Supergirl that they're going to introduce, and Batman, no more. He's going to be replaced by Batwoman. So that's what we're going to get there. So that's after watching Spider-Man No Way Home make $1 billion, I guess DC was like, we don't want to do that. We hate money. So we're just going to make it. We're going to go down the road of Ghostbusters 2016 because that's what we're doing. So we have that one in mind. So we have that to look forward to as well here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. Always on air, always online at CrusadeChannel.com. This segment of the program is brought to you by Bulldog Kia, where you can get a quality vehicle at Bulldog Kia. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. Bulldog Kia, located in beautiful Athens, Georgia, on the Atlanta Highway. Give them a call at 888-652-8493. 888-652-8493. And talk to the amazing staff put together by Dave Kernel. You're going to like it. Check it out. They got 76 vehicles available for you to look at between their new and used inventory. And if you don't live in the state of Georgia or you're very lazy, ask them about their VIP delivery service. Delivery of the vehicle you buy from them to your home, all the paperwork brought to you completely, or they'll send it to you remotely. Sight unseen vehicle trade appraisal, no haggle pricing. 888-652-8493. 888-652-8493. BulldogKia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. BulldogKia.com. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So, I guess this is the main thing that happened since the last time we spoke was that Joe Rogan went to get her. Right, this was a big deal, and then everybody on Twitter, follow me on Getter. No thanks. I don't want to go on Fedbook. Getter is, first of all, Joe Rogan went there in case he got suspended, because Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of our favorites, got suspended from Twitter, and people were excited about that because they feel like Twitter's a real place, even though it's not. And so Joe Rogan went to Getter. And that just started a string of people that just went over. Every conservative, like Daily Wire personality, I put all these in quotation marks. Daily Wire, your right-leaning independent journal, like Andy Ngo showed up there. A couple other people showed up there. Dave Rubin's now on there. Gina Carano's now. It's like, follow me on Getter. Why? Why am I going to go to this website that's going to get shut down in 6 months? That's, did he find her? That's a good one. No, he has not found her yet. And apparently now the chat room is just populated with the, what do you call those? The El Camino. What's this? It's not a truck car. It's something like that. Justin, you know what they're called? Like the style of the El Camino? Somebody in the chat room would know about that.
I've always just called it a cruck.
That's pretty good too. But I think they have an official like segment name or whatever like that. Now they're just crunks, all over the chat room. But this is why the right loses, guys. This is why the right loses. That's it. Dwight, you got me. You got me right there. We follow a socialist DMT taking comedian Really? Rogan is not a conservative. Rogan is not. He does not share our values. He hates the Catholic Church and he loves abortion. He's pro-choice, so he loves abortion. I don't care what he says. And yet, we literally follow whatever this guy does. Because Twitter, because he had Dr. Robert Malone on, the inventor of mRNA, and Twitter took down the post and suspended Dr. Robert Malone, which is not a shock. They suspend everybody. Why is this a big deal now? But then Rogan goes to Getter, and now all the righties have, oh, I'm on Getter now, too. Look at me. I'm on Getter now. Wee. No. No, thank you. Getter is no different than any of the others. And it's probably going to get nuked from orbit by November of next year. Of this year. It's probably going to get nuked from orbit by then. But you had everybody just jumping up. Oh, look at, yeah, now that Rogan's there, we'll all go. Why? Oh, because he has so many views on YouTube or on his podcast. Guys, why is there any reason, why we follow him? I don't. But everybody thinks he's this crusader, and I use the term, this crusader for free speech. He's just a guy that smokes too much weed and sits down and talks on a podcast. It's really just normal conversations. They want to turn the guy into Edward R. Murrow. Right? Like he's some kind of valiant freedom fighter. He's not even using Getter. It's a backup in case he gets suspended. But yet then everybody else has to go there. It's the same thing that happened with Parler. Y'all remember that? We all remember Parler, how everybody jumped on there real quick. And as soon as they snapped their fingers, it was nuked from orbit. Now, will Getter suffer the same fate? I have a feeling it will. I have a feeling it will never catch on the way Twitter does. Because Twitter has the built-in infrastructure of being associated with everything else. And it's, you know, it's part of the government and the entertainment industrial complex and all that stuff.